Dear Mr. Bromwell Carter, as your employer, I feel it is my responsibility to make you aware that my days are now limited. I believe you may have been privy to this knowledge from the doctor, as I am certain I heard a nervous, hysterical laugh from you after the doctor had left the room. I know that I am one of the more exceptional employers you have encountered in your years as a butler, and this news must have come as quite a shock. I have been advised to use the days I have remaining to get any troubles off my chest to ensure a safe passage to the other side. As you know, I have lived my life as a firm and honest man and feel this exercise may be futile, but at least it passes the time. Approximately 3 years ago, there was an accident at the house which involved a small child of the age of 6. I understand this child was your son. The accident involved the child being struck by a horse and cart being controlled by an intoxicated individual. I was very genuine in my remorse at the injuries your son sustained at this time and remain remorseful that he lost his leg. I did not feel at the time that my generosity in offering a peg leg to be carved from the woodpile was as well received as I had intended, but appreciate the shock of the event may have contributed to this. You have on many occasions informed me of your desire to work in order to pay for the best doctors to ensure your son's well-being. On these many occasions I have also informed you that one must not get ideas above one's station. Given my current situation, I have had a good think about how I can help such a loyal butler who understood the scandal I would have faced should the police have been called. I would like to offer to pay for your son to have a new leg that is the correct length for his body. I have noticed his walk is wonky and would hate to be ridiculed for employing such a freak. However, as I was driving the cart at the time of the accident and your son did not pay any attention to my presence on the blind bend of the track, I feel his lack of due care and attention is the main contributor to his predicament. The horse had to be put to sleep due to the shock and injury to its leg, and the cart was no more use than firewood after the crash. Having worked the costings, it would appear that you owe me considerably for a new horse and cart, although I will offset my contribution to the leg from this figure. Please liaise with my accountant on how you intend to settle this debt prior to my impending death. Keep up the good work. I have put forward your resume to my dear wife Dorothy for employment after I have gone. I wish you luck with the interview. There are some highly qualified candidates. Yours sincerely, Henry Adam Wood.